guest starring for Walter M. Sterling, tonight's guest host of Sterling Every Damn Night, please welcome Gary Arnell.
Well, listen, Sean, it's not quite as elaborate as the closing of the Olympics. Like, you know, I didn't rappel down from the rooftop of the studio or so forth, but please welcome Gary Arnell. I hear the hush of the crowd and so forth. Yes, Arnell here for Walter Sterling tonight and tomorrow night. And welcome aboard. Telephone number for you to get in touch. You know, I do weekends on my home station, which is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And for regular listeners of that show, I almost to the ad nauseum redundancy, but I feel it's so crucially important. And Sean, I just want to get that message conveyed to this national audience tonight that your opinion is very important on this program, no matter what it is that we're talking about. And so let me give you the telephone number for you to get in touch with Arnell tonight for Sterling, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258 is the number to call. Because, you know, all week you've been hearing people making comments on culture story, on lifestyle stories, on news stories, and you need a chance to vent your frustration, no matter where it may lie. And this is the program to do it on, baby. I want to hear from you. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. First of all, Sean, welcome into the program. I know you're just back from Disney, correct?
That is correct.
And you were there with your daughter. And what is your daughter's name again?
Her name is Lillianne.
Oh, yeah, Lillianne.
Yep.
Okay. And she, how old is she? Five, I think you told me.
Yep. She's five, about to turn six, less than a couple weeks.
Five, about to turn 16.
Yes. Five, about five to turn 60.
Five, about to turn six in just a couple of weeks. So we're going to talk about your travails at Disney and what that was like and so forth. And when did you get back, Sean? Was it yesterday?
Yeah, I got back like very, very late last night. You could basically say I got back this morning. So,
like, could I say you got back in the past hour?
You can basically say I got back in the past hour. I just did a whole nother show just a couple hours ago. Now I'm doing another show right now. But this time it's national, so it's a little bit better. But, right, yeah, maybe. Definitely been busy all day and everything.
All right, we're going to talk about that trip to Disney. And I'll tell you about an experience that I had there as well. So on the show tonight, the Arnell show for Walter Sterling tonight, we're going to be talking about spanking. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Now, I know immediately you're thinking, Arnell, is this about adult spanking or is this about children getting spanked? You'll find out in just a couple of minutes. I parked. Oh, the other thing is I got brand new glasses. You got to hear this. I'm sure so many can relate to this. And I can't see out of them. And for some reason, when I called my optician back, they said, you can come in 3.5 weeks. I can't see out of them. So luckily, I found an old pair from like 6 years ago. So I'm at a handicap here tonight. Can't see. So if you want to take advantage of me, this is the night to do it. So we're going to do spanking. I parked in a spot today that had, it was in a strip mall, a mothers with children parking sign in that stall. And I parked there. I've been through this all. I've been through a day today. All right. Between the glasses and this, you got to hear what happened in the altercation that I had with this woman. A restaurant that says you can't do number two. That's right. While you're dining in the restaurant, and they serve a lot of coffee. So that's part of the story you're going to hear about as well. One school, I love this story, is educating kids on how to be more discriminating on social media and avoid conspiracy theories. And I'm going to wind that into a discussion about what cable channels do you get your news from? And we're going to talk about media consumption, because in this time of dysfunctionality, the political landscape in America, it's crucially important that you know where you're getting your news from, the veracity of that news. And that same goes for polls as well. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that. And also, with all of this divisiveness in America, we're going to get to a story about how it's affecting you, your family, your workplace environment, and how it has affected me over the past week personally. We're going to talk about the divisiveness in America today. That's going to be coming up as well. The Virgin Mary blinks. There's a side effect of Ozempic you don't know about. I'm going to tell you about that. Road rage. I have a weakness with road rage. I'm going to tell you about that. And so much more coming up on the program tonight. All right. First of all, Tom Cruise. I didn't see it. So if you're going to call and say, Arnell, what happened at the closing Olympic ceremony, were there drag queens there, which I could never understand from the opening of the ceremony. I didn't see it. You know, I don't know. Lots of talk show hosts will say, well, I saw 5 minutes of it. So that you believe or that you think that the host knows what he's talking about. I didn't see it. I'm coming clean with you. I don't know what happened here. All I know is from what I'm reading and some of the things that I saw, Tom Cruise handed the Olympic flag. He rappelled down from the roof, and then he rode off with it on a motorcycle as it made its way across the globe to L.A. And in a cinematically filmed video, Cruise rode through the streets of Paris into a jet, which he then parachuted out of. This was pretty cool. I wish I had seen this. Into the city of Angels as well. And the handoff ended with skateboarder Jagger Eaton. The guy is phenomenal, reaching a stage in Venice Beach. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, I love them as well, performed. Billie Eilish, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre also performing. For the longest period of time, I couldn't figure out what the hell Snoop Dogg was doing at the Olympics. But yet, NBC is saying they had terrific ratings. And number two, they credit Snoop Dogg for some of those ratings. I don't know. I'm just not totally getting that. The medal total, all right? The United States tied China for gold. We had, 40 and captured the most overall medals, 126 during the 2 weeks in the French capital. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how you feel about this. 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. Going into the Olympics, I was, okay, it's another Olympic event. But then when I spent some time actually watching it on a 3 or 4 channels that I could, in fact, watch it on, I realized just how difficult it is for these Olympians to accomplish what they have done in their life. And then I started to relate it to myself. And I remember in high school, I remember that we had the parallel bars. And my gym coach, a guy by the name of Harold Osby, he should rest in peace. I think I wanted to say that about him when I was in high school as well. And I was an out of shape kid. Today I'm doing the low carb, keto, and all of that other stuff. We're going to talk about a new diet that's out a little bit later in the program tonight as well. And he insisted I was in no shape to do this. This was like, I think I've had PTSD rather, since high school. He insisted that I get hoisted, and that's what happened. You hearing this, Sean? I got hoisted on the parallel bars. I couldn't, like, get myself up. So he embarrassed me in front of, like, the whole gym class, you know? And God forbid, Sean, because I was not in the best shape at all, I was also traumatized if I was chosen to play on the skin team rather than the shirts, because then your shirt had to come off. Anybody?
He said, I'm not trying to show everything.
Anybody else relate to that? I mean, it was just absolutely incredible. So he insisted that I get up on these parallel bars, and they hoisted me up, and my legs, I guess I got thigh burn in like 3 seconds, and then I was let down. But I look at these athletes, and you know how so many of us in our lives, we wish that if we had a diet or we have a plan for life or whatever the case may be, that somehow we had the ability and the temerity to stay focused and reach a goal to the best of our capacity. And listen, I've been on the path and off the path, but to look at these Olympiads, and they've been doing it since they're, 5 years old, probably 4 years old. But just the conviction, the staying power is just, and as I was watching this, I was questioning myself, and I can't even get up. How many of you can relate to this? I can't even get up and go out for a 20-minute walk every day. I'm getting better. I'm like it every other day. And the thing is, anybody out there with physical fitness education or a psychologist or a therapist, I see a shrink already every Tuesday in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Jaime Glickman. He helps me with a lot of stuff. And after you listen for this show tonight for 3 hours, as I fill in for Walter, you will know why I need to see a shrink every Tuesday. But I look at these Olympiads, and then I just get depressed and discouraged because I have to convince myself to get up and to walk every other day to try to get 20 minutes in, 25 minutes in. It's incredible to see their devotion. The other Olympic news that I want to get to here quickly, the International Olympic Committee announcing today that the bronze medal given to American gymnast Jordan Chiles in the floor exercise of the Paris Games will be awarded to her Romanian counterpart, Ana Barbarsu, rather. It comes after a... Now, listen to this, all right? I don't want to get too deep in the woods. It comes after a court of arbitration for sport ruling on Saturday that said that the initial inquiry made by the USA over Chiles' scoring in Monday's gymnastics floor exercise final was filed after the one-minute deadline. It was like a minute and 4 seconds. Now, there is proof coming from the Americans. They have video proof that they actually filed an appeal on the scoring before the 1 minute had expired. And so now they're going to appeal this and go forward with that, which is what they should do. But when I was talking about how much of a mental game this is for these Olympiads, Chiles, when all of this happened, she posted on her Instagram after the court of arbitration for sport ruling with four breaking hearts emojis. And she said, quote, "I am taking this time and removing myself from social media for my mental health. Thank you." It is such a mental health game. It is. You got to have the physical stamina. You got to have the agility. You got to prepare yourself. But the mental part of this is just, it's just absolutely tremendous. It's just absolutely tremendous. And one other note on the Olympics that I wanted to get to tonight before I tell you about the assault in the parking lot. And I'm going to need your opinion on that one because I did some crazy things and I'm going to need help with this. The other thing is that diver Yasmin Harper, who claimed Britain's first medal of the Paris Olympics, has admitted that her bronze medal is already becoming discolored rather. She is questioning, and many others are questioning, the quality of these medals, including some of the silver and some of the bronze. All of them contain a piece, did you hear this, of the Eiffel Tower, preserved during renovations at that Paris landmark. And Paris game organizers say they're looking into the complaints about the medals. So now we've got problems happening. The medals are showing... the medals are not holding up as well as the Olympiads did. The medals are showing signs of deterioration. But look, it was an exciting game. The opening was a little questionable. I did not see the closing. And now we'll be ready for the next one in Los Angeles. All right, telephone number for you to get in touch, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I was assaulted in a parking lot today, earlier today, by a woman. I will need your help on whether or not I misbehaved on this or not. Gonna need your help. Being serious here. 855-688-WALT. It's Gary Arnell in for Walter Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Scarlett Johansson.
Are you eating the Cheerios or what? And she was like, ah, it's Mama on the box. And I was just like, all right, she'll eat the Cheerios.
All right, tonight, Gary Arnell for Walter Sterling on Sterling Every Damn Night. Actually, tonight and tomorrow night. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Want to hear from you. You're the most important part of the program. Alex in Swarthmore. Alex, baby, welcome. It's Gary for Walter. Hey, Alex, what's going on, babe?
Yeah, always good to hear from you. You're an interesting guy. Like, whenever I hear you on the air, I try to give you a call.
Can I just give you one quick response to that, and I won't take your time?
I know. Thank you.
No. Yeah, thank you. My quick response to that is every time I see my shrink, Jaime Glickman, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Tuesdays at 2 Eastern, in case you're interested, he always says to me, he pretty much opens up with, you're an interesting guy, Arnell. So that just brought that right to my mind. Alex, baby, go ahead. Thank you for the call. Go. Your turn, sir.
Well, for one thing, if Walter's out there, he's supposed to be vacationing on the on the Outer Banks. Maybe he's picking this up. He's listening to it right now. He should check in with you and give you a reception report.
Well, that could be. Listen, if he's there. I was told by Walter that I'm not going to listen. But, you know, it's very hard for talk show hosts not to listen when somebody's filling in for them.
Yeah, you got to tune in. I mean, the curiosity factor can drive you nuts. Like, what's going on? But yeah. I think that it comes in. It's supposed to be coming. It should come in pretty good down there.
No. Absolutely. We got affiliates all over the country, babe. So
yeah, I know. That 1210 signal does go out.
Just on 1210 at night, it goes to like 30 states or something.
Oh, that's right. It's also syndicated at night.
Yes. Hey, Alex, you're on a network right now, baby.
That's right. So, I mean, I'm on a lot of stations all the
you're
way.
You're on a lot. Alex.
Wow.
Firm it up, babe. You're on a lot of stations right now.
I've got to tighten up my game.
You're seriously. I mean, I'm going to have to look at the format book here and see what kind of penalty will be assessed for you not realizing this is a network show.
Well, I wanted
show.
To mention something that you said about you observed that the amount of focus that it requires for these Olympians to do that. My response to you is, life. For you to put everything you have into something the way they do, you must be born with something called the passion to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Not everybody has the passion for sports, athletics. Some people have a passion for climbing radio towers.
That's true.
They want to tweak a signal till it can go out as far as possible. Why? Because they're called radio geeks.
Right.
Or you may have a person who's always into computers, always trying to upgrade their computers. There's a passion. It drives you. It's got to be
Alex,
inside
you. Alex,
you
know what somebody had told me, and I don't know if this was my shrink Jaime or somebody. We were talking about passion and drive and getting into the game and goals and so forth. And somebody gave me this analogy, which I really loved. You go to a football game. And by the way, I went to a game about two nights ago with my daughter. I got to talk about that as well, NFL preseason game. But what he was saying to me, and he's right about this, he was saying you go to a football game and you're sitting in the stands. And what are you doing? You're observing and you're watching. You get on the field as a participant. You could be tackled in the first play. You might get injured. It could be an injury that takes you out, right, totally. And you at least participated in the game. And I keep that in my mind. Alex, thank you so much. I appreciate that. It is Gary Arnell tonight for Sterling Every Damn Night.
Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling every night, inspired by that conservative guy.
We trust women to make decisions about their own bodies. What if their decision is to not get vaccinated?
Hi, this is Sterling Every Damn Night. I am Gary Arnell in for Walter for tonight and tomorrow night as well at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia. I know people are calling in, Sean, right, and they want to talk about Harris and they want to talk about Trump and so forth. And that's not the composite embodiment and spirit of what Walter does on this program. Walter has amassed huge ratings on this show, both on the local show at my home station, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, and on the network stations as well. And so because I hugely respect Walter and because of all of our years and so forth, I'm not going to. You want to hear that debate, you got to go to my Saturday morning show, which you can get on the Odyssey app on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT at 10 a.m. Eastern. We get into that. We get into a whole bunch of culture stuff and a whole bunch of other things as well. I am going to touch, though, tonight, a little bit later on the political landscape in America and how this, is it divisiveness or divisiveness, has impacted our lives personally. Because it has impacted my life tremendously. And if this particular person is listening tonight, I'm not going to disclose your name, but this divisiveness has impacted my life personally and professionally to an extent. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. And I want to hear about it. And you wouldn't believe what's going on. Maybe you would in your family's divorce, marriage, personal relationships because of what's happening in America today. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. Again, Gary Arnell in for Walter, 888-688-WALT. You are, yes, you. Me, Arnell? Yes, you. You're the most important part of the program. Want to hear your take, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9255. So we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes about the political landscape. I got to tell you something, and I desperately need to hear. I haven't been able to get to Jaime yet on this one. I desperately need to hear your opinion on whether or not I did something wrong earlier today. Now listen to this. I'm going to buy some kind of technical device, whatever. All right. And I'm in a little bit of a hurry. You know, I'm doing prep for Walter's show tonight and other things going on with the family. And so I'm in a little bit of a hurry here. I pull in to this strip mall, pretty huge strip mall, and there are three spots. You got to tell me if what I did was wrong. There are three spots in front of this big electronics retailer. This stall that I pull into has a sign up that says space reserved for women with children. First of all, I got a problem with that. As though men can't pull up. I got to get J.D. Vance on this. As though men can't pull up with children. So it says space reserved for women with children. One row away from the front door. I'm in a hurry. There's three of these spaces. Three of them that are open, okay? I pull into one of them. I don't have any kids with me. No kids at all. A woman, you know, a lot of talk show hosts, they embellish. Oh, let's make this as entertaining as possible. With Arnell, you're not going to get any embellishment. This is the reality of what happened, and I need you to help me with this. I pulled into the spot. I didn't have any kids. There were two others that were open. A woman pulls up, and she is throwing a tantrum at me. A tantrum. She gets out of her car, slams her door, and she has a kid in the car, and I can see the kid. He looks like he's about 10 years old, okay? Now, even if he was handicapped, or she were handicapped or disabled to some capacity, there were two other spots that were right there. She is yelling and screaming and creating a scene. And she is going to report me, she says, to the nearest store, and then we'll call the police department. Now, I don't think I can get a fine. This is not a handicap spot. You know, 250 first time, community service after that, and a fine. This is a sign that just says space reserved for women with children. How about space reserved if you're driving with children? That would be more appropriate, okay? The kid is about 10 years old, and again, the kid gets out of the car. She pulls in the spot. Well, if she had a 23-year-old son, would she park in one of these spots? Three spots. Did I make a mistake by pulling into that spot? I got to know this because I've been wrestling with this all day. I think her reaction was absurd, okay? A 10-year-old kid, the kid's getting out of the car, he's skipping next to his mother, and they're heading into the store, okay? Screaming like a raving lunatic at me. You shouldn't pay that. What are you, parking spots? I mean, a raving, psychotic lunatic. Was I wrong for taking the spot? 888-688. I got to know this. If you think I'm wrong, I want to know it. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I try to calm this woman down. I even offer, even though I was in a hurry, to back out of the spot and to pull away. Nope. She doesn't want to hear it. She's going to report me. She's going to go into the store, report me, and then she's going to call the township police department. And I wrestled with this for a while. I really did. I wrestled with this. Like, Arnell, why did you pull into a spot that had that sign that it was reserved for women with children? Like, what possessed you, even though there were three in front of this store, what possessed you to do that? I was in a hurry. I was in a bad mood because I had gotten glasses yesterday that I said earlier in the program that they were the wrong prescription, and then my optician said, "Oh, I can give you an appointment in 6 weeks." What? I can't see. 6 weeks are going to give me an appointment. And so I dug up an old pair, and even now I'm like off on, off on. You ever have that? You know, oh, I can see better without them. I can see better with them. So I got that going. I was like angered about that. And then I pulled into this spot and I said, the hell with it. And I did. And what I need to know is, did I seriously, I want to hear from you. And if you think I made a mistake, I'm open to hearing the criticism. If I made the mistake pulling into this spot. You know, people are on edge. 888-688-9258. I need help with this. People are on edge, so no matter what you do when you're in the public arena, the reaction will be exacerbated by the mental anguish that so many people are going through in America today because of what's happening in our political landscape. And I will tell you, as I said, something that happened to me because of that personally that I'm also having a difficult time dealing with. But pulling into a spot with that sign that says space reserved for women with children. Yes, I was one row away from the front door. Yes, there were two other spots that were open. And yes, this raving lunatic said she was going to report me to all kinds of officials. Now, I'm getting a little nervous. Like, can they actually do something? I don't think so. You know, it's not an official handicap sign. But should I have not taken that spot, even though I was in a foul mood? There's another word to describe it, but I won't. A foul mood because of the stupid glass mix-up, the glasses mix-up. And I was in a hurry, and I was getting ready for the show, and all kinds of other things that were going on. So should I have not pulled into that spot? And, you know, I might have apologized to her. And I might have just said to her, ma'am, I'm truly sorry, I shouldn't have done this. But her response, people don't know how to be civil anymore. They just don't know how to be civil. There is an embryonic attachment to the culture, the political culture that we are living in today. And it's just the effervescence of it just seems to permeate through what would be a normal activity in a public arena, and it implodes. And I didn't know if I should actually feel bad about this. And she absolutely had some kind of mental incapacitation. And then I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you exacerbated whatever the mental incapacitation she had. But I'm just sitting there with my head in my hands going, are you kidding? This is the way this day is going. I couldn't even see to find a spot with these glasses of the wrong prescription. And then she comes out of the car yelling and screaming at me because I took one of the three spots that was available that with that crazy sign, space reserved for women with children. As though women with children who put them in a stroller can't walk from the next row out. Listen, if you can't walk one row further out to get into a store because you've got kids with you, you got a problem, okay? Unless you're handicapped, unless there's some other difficulty in transversing from your car to the front of the store. But it just set me off. And I really had a bad taste, really, for the next couple of hours. Because even an incident like that, because I'm immersed in all of this political vitriol that's taking place in America right now, and I'm going to tell you a personal story and see if any of you can relate to this at all a little bit later. But I just want to know if I did the right thing or I did not do the right thing by parking in that stall. And why is it? First of all, you know, why is it? Is it politically correct to say space reserved for women with children? Can't it just say space reserved with children if you have... if you have a handicap, if you have a problem. Oh, I can't put my kid in a stroller and schlep groceries one aisle further out from the store. Then you shouldn't be out in public. Go hire somebody to do your shopping. But I did pull in a spot and I didn't have any kids. So I don't know if I'm at fault for setting that whole incident up or not. But it bothered me for quite a while. It just did. 888-688-WALT. These are the things that bother people today, given the mass chaos that we are residing in. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, the number to get in touch. Gary Arnell for Walter Stirling tonight. And you are, absolutely, I want to hear your opinions and your comments. You are the most important part of the program. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. If you want to criticize or chastise me over going into that spot, maybe it'll be therapy for me. Maybe it'll help me. And how can this play such a wreak such havoc on me all day? I just don't understand it. All right, Arnell for Walter Stirling, Stirling every damn night.
Stirling on Sunday, inspired by Frank Rizzo.
You are a lush, I can tell by looking at you.
Hey, welcome in. It's Gary Arnell for Walter Stirling on Stirling every damn night. Telephone number for you to get in touch, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. 5-8. I'll be with you until 1 a.m. Eastern. All right. Talking about me pulling into a spot that was reserved for women with children. Still don't understand that. And then a woman throws a tantrum. There's two other spots that are open, and her kid is perfectly healthy, and so is she. She says, I shouldn't have parked there. She's going to call the cops. This happened earlier today. I'm still going crazy over this. I don't know if I shouldn't have pulled it, should not have pulled into that spot. I need help on this. I really do. Keith is in Illinois. Keith, welcome, Gary Arnell. Keith, baby, thanks for the call, Keith. What's going on?
I appreciate you taking my call, Gary. I'm out of KONOX, St. Louis. And yes, I was sitting here listening to you, and I'm pretty sure my understanding is the Department of Transportation is the one that designates all that. And the police department, I mean, now I don't know about private property, if they, I mean, but you're at a public place. It's got to be done by the law. Anyway, I don't think she was mental. I think she just didn't like the fact you're a guy.
You know, Keith, you mean, so there's a certain amount of sexism that came into play with all of this, I guess. Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I think so. And I mean, you know what? You could have just said, well, today I feel like a woman, ma'am.
Well, you know, I do carry a man purse, which is known as a merce, because I don't like to carry things in my pocket. But I don't know if that would qualify as me transitioning anywhere just because I carry a merce. Hold on, my kids, my daughters are a bit uncomfortable with that. All right, Keith, go ahead.
Hey, Rock does it on that commercial. He's got one of them little purses.
You are right, and I've seen that, and I got to tell you, it makes me feel better. Keith, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm going to go to Bridget in St. Louis. I'm not so sure that that this is a DOT thing when they put up these signs. They're just random. I think it's the store, the property owner. Bridget in St. Louis. Bridget, welcome. It's Gary Arnell. Bridget, baby, hi there.
Hi. I've never heard you before until tonight.
Uh-oh.
But I agree with you that the sign is silly. It shouldn't say women with children.
Yeah, right.
I can see where it might say, you know, something with children. But I will say, as a grandma, I know it's hard sometimes getting in and out of the car with little kids.
Yep.
And I have a special needs little grandson, and I have a niece, and getting the two of them out. Is kind of difficult at times. So even a row of parking would be helpful.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, she went like ballistic, you know.
Yeah, she went. Right, and she didn't
no
have.
No need for that.
You know, like you said, what'd you say? You had a grandchild that's handicapped?
Special needs.
Special needs, okay. And she didn't have any of that. I mean, I could have classified her as special needs, but
well,
I understand.
There you go.
Listen, Bridget, where you're coming from, absolutely. If there was that one spot and I took it, you know, I need to be somehow.
Yeah, and I know you were having a tough. You were having a tough time.
And you know,
we all do
glasses,
things that maybe we shouldn't do in hindsight.
All right,
you know,
Bridget, I gotta run, and I understand your story, and I'm thankful that you called in, and I'm glad this is you finally got to hear me, and I appreciate that. Let's go to Lauren in Pennsylvania. Lauren, baby, it's Gary Arnell. What's up, Lauren?
Hi, Gary. I would say that the woman obviously overreacted in a ridiculous degree. I think that phrasing it, though, were you right to do it, is a little hard for me to say yes, even if it's like it's understandable where that's coming from. But I think, does a private place have a right to stick a sign up? I mean, you see the ones for an expectant mother or for a veteran or something.
Yeah.
And can we pick and choose? No, I don't want to follow that one. Do I think a policeman would give a darn and would just say, yeah, right, whatever. You know, I mean, would come up. But I only because that I think people would have a right, you know, to put whatever sign they could say, you know, for people in purple shirts, you know, I mean, if they want to and say that's employee of the month.
Perfect point. Well, and also, you know,
you were ridiculous. Overreacting to you was ridiculous, though.
And you just reminded me, Lauren, that this sign did say, and I totally forgot about this, that it was for expectant mothers and women with children. If you're expecting and you can't walk one more row over, I don't think you should be out of the house. That's my point on this. Lauren, thank you so much, and thanks for your understanding. I appreciate that very much. All right, it is Gary Arnell for Walter Tonight. Went out to a football game last night. I'm going to talk about that, and also want to talk about the political chaos that exists in this country and its effect on us, on our families, and our relationships. Going to get to that as well.
Walter M. Sterling.
Now, guest starring for Walter M. Sterling, tonight's guest host of Sterling Every Damn Night, please welcome Gary Arnell.
Yes, as I come flying in on the trapeze. Hey, listen, I'm no Tom Cruise, baby, in that closing ceremony of the Olympics. Welcome in. It is Arnell for Sterling. And the telephone number for you to get in touch is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. For those of you who are regular listeners at my home base radio station, which is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia, I repeat this, the show on the weekends, you are, and this applies to every single person listening to the show tonight, you're the most important part of this program, because you listen to the pundits, you listen to the commentators, you listen to other hosts, be it either on cable or on talk radio or whatever. And at times, I mean, I can be sitting at home and I listen to this stuff and I'll start screaming and yelling. And then people in my family will say, will you, Seattle La Boca, will you shut up? You're on the radio. You can respond there. So I know how frustrating it can be when you listen to everybody else telling you how you should think about anything all week. And so on the Arnell program, it's your turn. It's your turn to exercise and to give an opinion. And you can do it here tonight. We had a lot to cover. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258 is the number. On the show tonight, spanking. What, Arnell? Is the segment about adults or children who are getting spanked? Stick around. A restaurant says that you can't do number two while you're dining here. You got to hear this. One school is educating kids. I love this story, and I really am going to talk about this. I'm going to get into this in a minute. One school is educating kids on how to be more discriminating on social media and avoid conspiracy theories. What cable channels? I will be inquiring minds want to know. Arnell's inquiring mind. What cable channels do you get your news from? We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about media consumption in America today. And all of this is of tremendous importance. The polls, where you get your information, particularly because of this dysfunctional climate in which we are, you know, the hatred, the vitriol, the nobody can sit down and talk to each other, although I will tell you about something that happened to me concerning a conversation in politics when I had my daughter in for a procedure at a hospital this week that really was absolutely amazing, and it's astounding, and it shows that if you approach this in the right manner, you can have a conversation. The Virgin Mary is on the show tonight. No, not her, but the Virgin Mary blinks. I have a side effect of Ozempic that I absolutely know you did not hear about. Road rage. I have a weakness. It is embarrassing. And we're going to talk about that as well. Let me start. I have so much here. And your calls are the most important part of the show. I have been affected by the divisiveness, the divisiveness, I think in England they say the divisiveness. In America, it's, we're divided. We can't get along. And I think it's affecting, I've done some research on this, and I'm not here to talk about, do you like Harris, do you talk about Trump? Walter doesn't do that on his program, and I'm not going to do that here tonight. But there's another angle on this show that I think affects so many of us. And I'm going to tell you what happened to me. And I want to get your reaction. And then I want to hear what has happened to you. This is how I learn on the show. I want to hear what the effect is on your family, your marriage, your relationships. When you come to the point where you're going to have a discussion and there is a vast disagreement on which candidate you are supporting or so forth. So Here's one of the stories that really affected me greatly about all of this. In the city of Philadelphia, where the Gary Arnell Show is anchored on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, I have, and I'm not going to give her name out on the air, because if she's listening tonight and she wants to call in, man, would I love it. I would love it, okay? I have had a relationship with this person who is high profile, a female, media, in both print and in radio and in television in Philadelphia for probably 15, 20 years. We did some stuff together on the air. We are polar opposites when it comes to our affiliation to a given political ideology. About a week ago, I send her a text, and I tell her I was reacting to something that she said concerning one of the candidates and their political ideology. And I get a text back. Now, I have had a phenomenal relationship with this woman for 15 years. She takes a train and goes past my town and says, "Gar, I'm going to get off. We're going to go for coffee. We're going to sit. We're going to talk. I love you. I love you on the air." This is the kind of relationship that we have had. I react to something that she said, and this is what's wrong in America right now and what's happening in America right now because of the political fallout. And I texted her a reaction to something that she posted. I don't know if it was on Facebook. I don't know where it was. Twitter, X, whatever they call it. And she writes me back about 9 seconds later, "I'm blocking you. That's it. I've had it." My first reaction to that was, are you kidding me? Maybe she's been hacked. Maybe it's not emanating from her. Because I have known this woman literally inside and out from her aortic valve, the deepest recesses of her physicality through, that could be taken the wrong way, the embodiment, the spirit, the person. And I've had a phenomenal relationship with her. And then I come to find out that somehow through someone else, she hasn't been hacked. But this is and how do I deal with this? This is really bugging the hell out of me, because she was a sane individual, and then somehow insanity took over just because of a difference of opinion on something political. And I emailed her. Of course, I have her personal email, and I said, "What's going on here?" You know, I tried calling her twice. And then I decided, and I'm not going to identify her, and if she's listening tonight, she knows who she is, and I'd love to hear from her. I really would. I need to make amends with you. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. And I called her a couple of times, and I'm worried about this, and I emailed her. And then I said to myself, could this get into a harassment kind of situation? You're not leaving him alone. You know, I was so affected by this emotionally because of the history of our relationship that I didn't know how to deal with it. And all of this over a difference of political opinion. How do you deal with that? And are you running in to these types of situations now where you got half the country basically here, half the country basically there, and you have some undecided voters, which I find that, and I don't want to get into that discussion tonight because I don't want to get into the political tit-for-tat with all of this. Walter does not do that on his show, and I will not do that on this show. But it's even hard to imagine how many people are still undecided given the dynamics of both of these candidates and what they represent. And so, have you had this happen in the workplace where you start to have a conversation and you think you're approaching it in a sane manner, and then all of a sudden insanity just becomes a part of the immediate environment? She did this to me, and I'm trying to find a rational reason, especially when we have had a loving and a caring type of relationship over the years. Hold on a second. This is live. I got to hit something over here real quick. And that's the kind of relationship we have had. So I'm trying to figure this out. Haven't gotten to my shrink, Jaime Glickman. I see him every Tuesday afternoon at 2 in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. This is going to be a big one this coming week. Have you had this happen? Like, let me know if I'm alone on an island with this, or this has happened in your relationships, in your marriage, with friends, that you had a harmonious relationship with, a loving, caring. That's what I had with this woman. It was a loving, caring relationship. And because of a difference of opinion in the political landscape, she says to me, "That's it, I'm hacking you." What? Can we be so thrown off our own sanity where it is impossible to even have a conversation today with someone else? I was in, and I want to get your experiences with this, and how would you handle this situation? I really need to know. How would you handle this situation if all of a sudden, like that, all of a sudden, I'm cut off. I'm blocking you. What the hell are you talking about? After this relationship, after all of this time? And I want to know if you've had this kind of experience with either a spouse, workplace environment, friendship, whatever, in any kind of relationship, where people just, and you didn't see, there was nothing that set the stage for this. There wasn't a template for this in that relationship. But somehow, somebody flipped over a comment that was made politically. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258 is the number. I really would like to hear from you on this. How do you deal with this? I was in the hospital a couple of days ago with my daughter. She needed a procedure. Thank goodness everything went well. There is a gentleman and his wife. You know, everybody used to say about my mother, Ruthie Arnell, "Gary, you got a bucket. You're gregarious beyond belief. You just want to talk to anybody in a room. You want to find out." And it's true. It's true. It's true. I'll speak to anybody in a room. And I went over to the guy, and he had a hat on that said that he served on the Intrepid. And I wanted to find out more about his service. And I said, "Thank you for your service." And I said, "I know that can become redundant after a while, but I truly mean it from my heart. Thank you for your service." And why did I truly mean it? Because I didn't serve in the military. The furthest I got was Cub Scouts. And I never made it across a log across the Raritan River to get some kind of badge. And when I fell in 2.5 feet of water, my father said, "That's it." My father was a DI in the Marines. And so this was devastating to him that his son could not even get across this river on like a log that it was 1.5 feet wide. And to this day, I'm still fighting with the VA. I think I should get benefits, even though I was just in the Cub Scouts. But I approached this guy, and I'm talking to him about his hat and the Intrepid and the service and so forth. And then he says to me, he is unequivocally supporting one of the candidates. And I said to him, "Sir, I'm not going to get into that with you because you seem like such a nice guy right now. Maybe another time, another place." And he was there for procedure as well. You know, we can talk why you support somebody, why I support somebody. And his wife is looking on and so forth. We had just a beautiful conversation about his service on the Intrepid. And then we had a little back and forth on the political candidates that we support in this campaign. And it turns out that his wife was so enamored with me and the way I handled this situation that she asked for a phone number because her husband was suffering some of the same stuff that my daughter was suffering from, Jamie. And they both had this procedure, and both of them came out very well. And then she calls me like a couple of days after and says, "Hey, maybe we can get coffee together. My husband really enjoyed a conversation with you." And that doesn't happen today. That does not happen today. How do you deal with this? And what really set me off on this was this woman in Philadelphia, who I have had, as I said earlier, a harmonious relationship with, a loving relationship with. We've talked politics forever. I disagreed with one of her postings, and she said to me that it wasn't disrespectful. It was just a difference of opinion. And she said, that's it. I'm blocking you. I'm having difficulty in dealing with this. Is this where we've come to in America today that we can't even speak to each other? It's just unbelievable. Do I keep trying to contact her? I mean, it's just incredible. More people are getting divorced now because of politics. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. What's your personal experience with this? Gary Arnell for Walter Sterling. This is Sterling every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by TikTok.
Today, we're going to show you what Pakistani berries are.
Hey, it's Gary Arnell for Walter Sterling on Sterling Every Damn Night. Telephone number 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Quickie recap here, then I am going to Tammy in Florida. We're talking about political chaos in this country. We're talking about how people can't have a decent conversation, exchange ideas, without it becoming personal and animosity filled with animus and become laden with vitriol, discourse back and forth. People that you love, that you got along with, a woman in Philadelphia in the media market. I got along with her for 15 years. Great relationship, really terrific. Posted one thing that I disagreed with, something that she said politically, and she said to me, Arnell, you're blocked. I just couldn't understand. Let me go to Tammy in Florida. Tammy, baby! Welcome, it's Gary.
Hi.
And thank you. Thanks, Tammy, for calling. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. What my deal was is I was talking to a man for 6 months on a dating website, and this guy was so nice. He was just so personable. We only texted. So I finally worked up a nerve, and I called him last night. And not one time when we were texting did he say one word out of the way, not one cuss word, not one mean word, not anything like that at all. So I get on the phone with him, and it's like every sentence has got at least three or four cuss words, the F words, the all the other bad words and everything. And I don't do that. And I put it down, you know, in the dating website that I don't do that. I don't talk to people with disrespect. And
so,
I
Tammy,
let him
this,
know that.
This is a story. There's an analogy here of you didn't expect that kind of reaction from him. You had never seen it previously. And I didn't expect this kind of reaction from this woman in the media in Philadelphia when her and I disagreed on something politically. And she said, you're blocked after 15 years of having a loving, caring relationship with each other. This is mass chaos in America that we can't talk anymore. Tammy, watch it with those dating sites, baby.
I did not expect that from him, but I didn't let him down without telling him why. That's the point of my conversation. You deserve to know why.
Tammy, is I also deserve to have a reason. Thank you, Tammy from Florida. I also deserve to hear from this woman why I was cut off and blocked because we had a political disagreement after we had such a great relationship. This is bothering me psychologically. I just need to know why. I need to know why. This is Sterling Every Damn Night. I'm Gary.
Sterling Every Night, inspired by Kat Timpf.
Look what happened to J-Lo. Exactly. You don't know what happened to J-Lo. She got back with her ex, and then I mean, everyone's like, she's going to be the exception. Pfft, no one's the exception. This big wedding, blah, blah, blah. And then what happened? That little, she made that documentary. Everybody hated her. Her tour canceled. She got back with her ex. I'm alone in a hotel room in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I know this. What's the excuse here? Huh?
I'm psychologically off my game. I just am. I am tonight. You know, I mentioned earlier in the program, it's Gary and Elle for Walter Sterling until 1. Your calls, always welcome. In fact, your calls are the most important part of the show. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. You are the most important part of the program. Again, Arnell for Sterling here tonight. And I was just talking about the mass chaos, political mass chaos that we exist in this country today, and how it affects you in the workplace. Have you had relationships fall apart? They say that the divorce rates in this country right now are up among couples that have vehement disagreements concerning political philosophies and candidates that they are endorsing. While the overall divorce rate in America is actually dropping, but because of political differences and when they have become so extreme, couples say, to hell with it, I just can't stay with you anymore. I just can't. I don't want to talk about it anymore. My brother in Florida, he was seeing somebody, and then they got into this. And I love her. She's the charm of my life, and all of this. People don't understand me. And then they got into a little bit of a discussion about politics. Bam! That baby was over in like 10 minutes. And this story here that I have been talking about with a major market in Philadelphia media person. In print, in television, in radio, that I've had a loving, caring relationship with for 15 years. And I disagreed with her on something politically, and she wrote me back and she blocked me. And should I just give up on it? We loved each other from a professional standpoint, but we cared about each other personally as well. And now, because I disagreed with her on one political statement in a very respectful way, she blocks me. And I don't even know, after this loving and caring relationship that we've had, how to deal with this. I really don't. And I see a shrink every Tuesday at 2, Jaime Glickman, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. This is going to be on the top of the session. I have many things to talk about, but this is going to be at the top of the session when I see him. And I need to hear your opinion on this, if I should continue to pursue or not. I don't want her to think that this is getting into an harassment type of situation. But I had called her a couple of times, emailed her, and I said, and I'm not going to reveal her name. If she's listening tonight, you know who you are. Call the show and explain to me what happened to our relationship. And this is what happens with the politics that is so pervasive and ubiquitous across this entire country right now. People can't even kiss, hug, or love anymore because of the political landscape in America. It's just amazing. Whether it be in the workplace, whether it be in your home, whether it be relationships. So how do I deal with this woman who I thought was a normal, decent human being, and then just blocks me, just like that? And I really valued our relationship, and I'm bothered by it. I am incessantly, continuously bothered by the fact that she blocked me out of nowhere. What should my response be? Should I just let it go, deal with it psychologically, talk to Jaime about it, and try to figure out how to get some type of harmonious existence? This is how much this woman meant to me. And then because of a little idiotic political disagreement, I'm blocked. I don't understand. 15 years later. Wow. Has this happened to you in your life, in your workplace, in your relationships? Is talking about political differences taboo? Should it just be taboo with anybody that you know or that you care about? I don't know how to deal with this. I just really, this was way out of beyond left field with this person. 888-688-WALT.
I'm glad that you actually brought the number up. We actually got a caller that's calling in, Valerie from St. Louis.
Got it. Valerie, welcome. Sure. It's Gary for Walter. Did you say, is it Valerie?
Oh, Gary. Gary, thank
yes.
you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I just want to say something that yep. a lot of guys don't get because they're kind okay. of blind when it comes to women in
yeah.
women.
Tell me. Listen, Valerie, I need to learn, baby. I need to absorb.
Yeah, well,
what
you
the
do,
hell?
You do. You need.
All right, tell
you
me.
Need to watch
teach
Bill
me.
Berg, Gold Digging Whore 101.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
When I saw that, it was just one of the greatest. He hit the nail on the head. Guys yeah. don't get it. They don't get
but
it.
But
what
don't I get about this? Like a little simple
you.
Disagreement.
They schmooze you. They chameleon you. They make, you know, they everything's really all well and good. Maybe, you know, you offer them something. But you know what? You don't block a friend over a
yeah.
political thing. I mean, good Lord.
Right.
Are you
right.
kidding me?
So are you saying that the relationship, I always thought that it was the best. I always looked forward to seeing her.
Yeah,
like I said, she would take a train.
What
you know,
made it good?
Yeah,
and think about
what made
her
it good
responses.
Was that we were honest with each other. We knew that we had political
was
differences.
Was she honest with you? Just
I believe
you
she
feel
was.
Some way about someone doesn't mean they feel that way about you.
Yeah, but I thought that our relationship was really great from a professional and a personal level. I mean, I did radio shows with her. She does television. She
really?
Does radio. She does print in Philadelphia. She's very high profile. I'm not going to give her name.
But I don't
understand this. I'm pulling my shirt away from my chest. Go ahead.
Did she use you to kind of move ahead
I know what you're saying. Now, I think that in some sense, I was trying to use her. I got to be honest. Okay.
Okay. Well, you're honest, but you're not the one that blocked her.
No, I didn't block
you,
her.
You know, yep. she's the one that blocked you. And
right.
so everything that you've built up and
yep.
thinking about this woman, guess what? She told you right. She gave you the answer right there.
But how?
That's the bottom
see,
line.
But
to
here's
your relationship.
The problem, Valerie.
You don't block a friend. You
okay,
don't block
here,
a friend.
Here's
you
the problem.
Him,
okay. This is deep for me. Okay. This is psychologically.
I know.
It's
honey.
It's
I know
deep,
it
Valerie, baby. And it's so deep because I cherished everything I had with this woman. And we so respected each other on the air, off the air, well known media figure. Not only in Philadelphia, but across the country, basically, though, in the city of Philadelphia, where my home station is, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah.
And then she just, one comment where I disagreed with her about something, and she says, you're blocked. But, like, how does this happen? This is what I don't get.
No, you don't do that. What you're describing to me is a wonderful perception of a relationship. What
yeah.
you're describing to me is what maybe her perception of this relationship was and what she did about it. And you would never have done that to her. You would have told her about it. You'd have talked about it.
Should I just let it? Valerie, I tried
let
calling.
It go. Let it go.
Okay, I'm going to have to. And I emailed
let
twice. And I said, "What yeah. you know? What did I do? How did this happen? Even if there
it's
were bumps
flag,
along.
Gary, it's a red
yeah,
flag.
Yeah, I guess it is a red flag. But I'm so hurt
gut.
By this because she just.
Oh, honey, I know. Oh, I know.
Man.
I feel your pain. I
you know, you really,
pain.
Valerie, I got to tell you. You are so damn soothing with this to me.
But
because
no,
I need
feel
it.
Your pain.
I am
know
in
what
anguish.
It's like to be gutted and eviscerated. And
it's
thinking,
like you
what
caught a fish and
you know,
gutted
happened?
It. I don't know.
And you're like, don't search for an answer because
yeah.
if somebody loves you and cares about you, they're going to talk to you. They're going to give you their opinion. And they're going to laugh
listening
with
tonight,
you,
so.
And they're going to, you know what I mean?
I do. Valerie, I just want to say from my heart to you, because I needed help with this psychologically, I'm like off my mind over this, that she blocked me after all of these years of a relationship strictly because of a political difference. I thank you for being there because I really haven't spoken to anybody about this yet. My shrink appointment isn't until Tuesday of next week. So
Good. Good for you, though.
Boy, oh boy.
Put it out there. Put it out to the universe. You'll get an answer.
That's what I'm trying to do because I don't understand it. Valerie in St. Louis.
But Gavin DeBecker, The Gift of Fear, when you got a gut feeling about something, it just, you know what? It's not right.
Valerie, you know what I'm going to do?
Your best friend doesn't do that to you.
I'm going to let it go, baby. I'm going to let it go. Valerie, thank you. Valerie Baby in St. Louis, thanks for the call. You know what? And I don't want to dwell on this, but what really just amazes me is how two people can love each other and have a professional relationship, not one bump in the road, and then when there's some kind of political disagreement. Two people in the media, by the way, who do this for a living, full time. One says, I'm going to block you. That's just a comment to me on how sad things are. Maybe she has some kind of mental incapacitation. I would tend to think that she does. I don't understand how you could react like that. And in addition to that, and should I just let it go? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. This, no matter who you're supporting, you support Harris, you support Trump, Walls, J.D. Vance, whomever you support, can't we just talk in a civilized way in this country and have a conversation? I got to tell you one other thing here, and I wanted to get your reaction to this woman who just blocked me out of nowhere. I guess I just have to let it go. But damn, it's bothering me. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. You know, I just wanted to say this as well. Where you get, because this is what helps to shape our reaction to the stimulus of what's happening in the political landscape across this beautiful country right now. Where you get your news, where you get your information is extremely important that you can rely on it and that it is dependable and that it is truthful, that there is veracity that is laden throughout the story. That's a very difficult thing to find in today's environment. And the big problem is that for the most part, and please tell me if I'm wrong about this, people only go to the media outlets that serve to confirm their political ideology. For instance, somebody goes to Fox, they're not going to MSNBC, they're not going to CNN. If they go to One America News, they are not going to MSNBC or CNN. If they're going to Newsmax, they're not going to any of those networks. By the way, I did an appearance on Newsmax a couple of weeks ago, and I thank those people at Newsmax for inviting me on the show to talk about different opinions. That was great. But I just want to plug something here very quickly. There's a new cable system out now called News Nation. And one of the higher-ups in this organization is a guy who used to be the morning show, and you hear his name often from Walter on his show. He did morning drive at 1010 Winds in New York. He owned New York, owned the market on an all-news station. He was 1010 Winds in New York. Guy by the name of Lee Harris. I love Lee. Because what they're trying to do at News Nation is to give you the news straight and let you decide. Let you be the arbiter of how you are going to react to that information rather than someone trying to persuade you to come to their particular ideology. Check it out if you haven't seen it yet. Lee Harris, and he's one of the higher-ups at News Nation. And it's just, and you know, there was one other note on this that I'm going to get to quickly. 30% of Americans at large trust the news media to report fully, fairly, and accurately. 7% of Americans have a great deal of trust and confidence in the media. And if those are the numbers, then you've got to make sure that wherever it is that you're getting your media and your information is at least giving you fact and not fiction. And that is important. And I got to tell you, there's a school now, I believe it's in England, where they're teaching children now in the classroom how to spot. Who's the teacher here? We don't know how this is going to be taught. But the purpose of this is to teach kids how to spot extremist content and fake news online in a revamp of the curriculum following the riots that took place in England last week concerning immigration, asylum, and stabbings. And so they want to teach, it's a civics course in how to consume media. And I think it's extremely, extremely important. And so just make sure wherever you're going that you're not getting your ideology confirmed, but that you're getting information that you can digest and then see where you're at. It's just important stuff. That's where we are at in America today. Why this woman just cut me off after all of this relationship with her because of a difference of opinion on something and it never happened. Yes, sir. I can never, ever, ever understand. All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Gary Arnell for Walter Sterling. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by TikTok.
Boy math is when they need to leave the house by 5 o'clock. So at 4:59, they're literally ready to go. Like, they're literally ready. They just need to hop in the shower super quick. But other than that, they're literally ready to go.
All right, Gary and Elf, Walter Sterling tonight. Let's go to Jose in Missouri real quick here up against the clock. Jose, go ahead. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Jose, baby, your turn.
Yes, Gary. How you doing there?
Good, sir. Thank you.
Great, great. Listen, I echo what Valerie from St. Louis said.
Yeah.
She beat me to the punch. That's the right idea. She was not a true friend to you, and I commend you for finding out, no matter how long it took, 10 years, 15, 20 years, whatever. Gotcha. You found out her true self. She's so shallow-minded.
Yeah, I mean,
give up on a good friend just for something stupid like that. It's ridiculous. It's insane. It's dumb.
All right, Jose, thank you again for helping me to deal with this. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jose in Missouri. Thank you very much. Upcoming on Sterling every damn night, my daughter and I went to a football game, and we are going to talk about what transpired. I had a cheesesteak there that, wait till you hear what it cost and what they did to it. It's going to be unbelievable. Also, spanking coming up in the next hour. Adult spanking or children spanking? We're going to talk about that as well. Also upcoming in the next hour, just a little recap on the Olympics, and a husband is granted a divorce. You wouldn't believe why. You would not believe why, but I will tell you why in the next hour. That is only part of what is coming up. And we're going to talk to Sean in the next hour, who's just back from Disney in Florida with his lovely daughter and what that was like as well. Just the beginning of the next hour coming up on Sterling every damn night tonight with Gary Arnell for Walter and your calls straight ahead at 888-688-WALT.
Walter M. Sterling. Now, guest starring for Walter M. Sterling, tonight's guest host of Sterling Every Damn Night, please welcome Gary Arnell.
Sean, how come I'm not hearing, like, the crowds roaring, you know? It just had that kind of a tempo to it. There you go. Wait, do this again, Sean. Play the opening, and then do that beautiful music was like I was sashaying out, and then play the crowd roaring after that. Whenever you're ready, just do it, baby.
Well, that
just
was me. It. That was me making that.
Oh, that was – well, then you roar. You roar, do the thing, do the music, and then you roar like crazy because I'm here tonight. Go ahead.
All right, let's play it again. Let's play
it again. Play it
again,
babe.
Now, guest starring for Walter M. Sterling, tonight's guest host of Sterling Every Damn Night, please welcome Gary Arnell.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what else you want me to do, buddy.
I want you to...
Oh, you want me to...
Yeah.
I can't do it. I'm trying to scream as loud as I can. You know, it's been a busy week for me,
listen,
buddy.
You just came back from Disney within the past couple of hours. You were there with your beautiful daughter. Is it Liliana? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah, Liliana.
Liliana, okay. She's 5 years old. And I called you during the week to talk about the show. And you said to me, Arnell, I'm on vacation. I'm at Disney, but I'm taking a minute or two break or whatever. So how long were you down there for?
Say it again. I couldn't hear you.
How long were you there for?
So I was there for 5 days.
Okay. And what kind of a time did you have, and what kind of a time did Liliana have?
Well, if you want to talk about, I'm going to just go with my daughter first. She had an awesome time. So she was able to go to the pool whenever she wanted. We actually had like a, we were at a hotel where they had like a built-in water park. So she was always there. And then on top of that, our room was right next to the water park. So time at 8 a.m., she wakes up, she hears the kids outside. Guess who got to go outside and go in the pool? Me. Daddy does. So I could definitely say that she had an awesome time. She was able to do everything that a little kid wants to do. So that's a thumbs up. But for me, on the other hand, I mean, I guess you could say it was a very, very busy night. I was walking along, a lot of walking, a lot of walking. I think I got stronger due to the amount of how much pushing I had to do off a stroller. And the stroller looks like a wagon. So, like, it's like one of those things that's like I'm just pulling, you know, her the whole entire time. And, you know, just being the only man in the on a vacation, you do all the heavy lifting. So it gets very, very tiresome, long days, and very, very early mornings.
Sean, you needed somebody to push you around.
I wanted to be in the wagon. I was going
to hop in. Yeah, you wanted to be in the wagon.
I wanted to have one of those remote control type wagons where I could just sit in there and just be like, all right, I want to go up so that I could just do that. So, but unfortunately, I couldn't.
Let me ask you this. You were at this hotel on the property, and you were near, they had like a water park kind of
situation. No, the water park is in the hotel.
Yeah, in the hotel. Yeah. So, and the room is near the water park, and Liliana gets up at 8 o'clock sharp. She wants, how much are you, like, do you still owe, like, $36,000.
Man, I don't know how much I'm going to be able to afford. That's why I'm working so hard. I just came back to work right after I just got off the plane. So you know how much money I must have spent.
You know, I'm reading today that a family that goes to Disney for, I think it was like a week or something like that, a family of four that stays at the park on the property, it's like $10,000.
Whoa. So, well, I mean, I'm touching those, so like I didn't it hurt me a little bit. That's why I said I had to come back to work. That's why I had to come back to work right after I got off the plane. I had to call in
the plane.
I had to call the station. I said, hey guys, y'all got any hours for me right now? I'm broke. So I had to hurry up and go to work tonight. So I just got off the plane and then went straight to work.
Gotcha, baby. Woo! And then you need a vacation from the vacation, I'm sure of that. But
I wish they had that. Like, we got to have one of those things, like, we can have a vacation and then a post-vacation.
Exactly.
Because, you know, once you go on a vacation with your friends and family, you're not actually on vacation.
No.
You're actually
working. You're not on vacation. No. You need a vacation after that. But I'm glad that she had such a great time and that you were such a good father. And that's really, really, really special. That's great stuff.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. No, without a doubt. And, you know, we're talking about how much money it costs to do Disney or whatever. My daughter and I, Yes, I have people saying, where's the spanking story? It's coming. It's coming. My daughter and I, my daughter's a big New York Giants fan.
Okay.
And we went to MetLife Stadium a couple of days ago to see a preseason game because, Sean, it's the only thing we can afford.
Oh. So y'all went to go see the New Jersey Jets versus the Washington?
No, the Giants. Giants. We watched the Giants and the Detroit Lions.
Oh, I thought you went to go see them. You've seen them. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen them, and in the pouring rain. And so we were stopping on the way there to get some food because we didn't want to pay the prices inside the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped at a Walmart, and they had a bomb scare. This is how the day started. And the place was evacuated. We couldn't get our food. We get to the stadium, and I order, you got to hear this, I order a cheese steak. Now, you never put cheese whiz on a cheesesteak. You need to have fresh sliced cheese.
Okay.
So they put the cheese, melted cheese whiz on the bottom. They take this ground, I don't know what the hell it was. I mean, I'm not even, if it was Spam and chipped beef combined, I don't know. But they put it on this roll, and then I made the fateful mistake of saying, can you put some of the cheese whiz on top? Ooh. Well, this woman takes the ladle, and she, like, drenches it. I go to open it up, and my daughter, Raina, who was with me there, says to me, you have cheese, and it's pouring out. you have
cheese.
It was
like oozing.
Yeah, oozing, baby, oozing. So here's the thing. $16. You know, if you go into a stadium, and this is in the New York metro area, you know, one of the top metro areas.
Right.
$16 for the cheese steak. Just like I said, it was probably Spam, chipped beef. I don't know what the hell else was in there because they had it so finely chopped that you couldn't tell what it was.
Oh,
and then
man,
they drowned it in that stuff. My daughter gets two pierogies, these little tiny pierogies.
Okay.
She's a vegetarian with spinach and cheese.
Uh-huh.
$13. Okay. Oh. $13. She gets a side of French fries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
$7.
Oh, my God.
Okay? So we ate all of this stuff. And I'm, you know, here's the thing, Sean. People are talking about the economy and people not being able to afford certain items. You know, the economy overall seems to be in a good place, but there are a whole bunch of people that are still going from week to week in this country. I mean, even though inflation has dropped from 9 to 3, and the Fed is talking about, Powell talking about lowering interest rates now because they're more in that 2% target area. GDP is up, unemployment's still at low levels. But people are hurting, and people are starving.
Yeah, because the only thing I just want to say is, why do we have to pay full price for something that we can get to the supermarket where we can get a box full? We have to actually pay it for, like, a regular, you know, one hamburger or two hot dogs. Because, like, even when I go to, like, sporting events, I remember verbatim when I was at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I got two hot dogs. Just two hot dogs.
Oh,
you would think that two hot dogs would be, like, you know, $6-$8.
What was it?
It was $25 when I had fries. So, yeah.
No
all together,
way.
It was $25. I remember it, and I'm never going to forget it. It was two regular hot dogs. With no season on there.
And these were not foot long, baby.
No, it wasn't even ballpark hot dogs.
They weren't even ballpark,
they were just
for
regular
God's
hot dogs that I think you can just get at any regular supermarket and probably the no brand. The no brand con, too.
The generic dog.
Absolutely, because the hot dogs didn't even taste like good hot dogs.
Here's my point with all of this stuff. I don't understand why some businesses are so stupid with trying to provide value and trying to maintain loyalty with customers. I go into but you know what? It all comes down to supply and demand. If I wasn't willing to pay $17 for the cheesesteak and she didn't pay whatever $14 for two pierogies and $7 for French fries, and people said, I'm going to boycott inside the stadium and I'm not going to buy the food inside the stadium, they would have to. Sean, because of supply and demand, they would have to start bringing those prices down. But we're not strong enough to do that in this country.
You know? I always be thinking that to myself, too. And then I just think, like, us as consumers, and then we're going to these events, we just look at it like, oh, man, we just forgot to grab food. Because just getting down there, like, I know for myself, when I'm going to these events, always rushing down there because the events are so close to the time that you got to hurry up. And that's when it gets very crowded.
Absolutely.
And then on top of that, you got to think about traffic. Got to think about everything in the mix. So when you're down there.
You've been traumatized between two hot dogs and French fries for $25.
Yeah, and I was when you were talking about your cheesesteaks, oh man, cheesesteaks around, bucks. You know, oh, cheesesteaks here.
But they were horrible.
You was in New York, so like I can understand that you probably didn't have a really good cheesesteak. Philadelphia
was it was horrible. I mean, this wasn't a Philly thing, not even close.
They charge way more in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Like, they charge,
I go into this convenience store, and I order a buttered roll for somebody in my family, and I say, can I just get a side of jelly? I'm sorry, that costs. You know, a little thing of they have jam, which is like the cheapest jelly. Jelly's the cheapest. Then you got jam and preserves. Sometimes it's a little bit more money. But the jelly, that's what they were serving. Oh, that's going to be 50 cents for a little spit of that.
You want to know what they've been charging? Because I got to tell you this. They've been charging people like extra money for ketchup. You said jelly, I was like, oh man, I gotta tell you about the ketchup while I forget. But no, go ahead, finish saying what you were saying.
I went into a Subway, okay, and you know, but this is happening all over. I'm not just picking out these particular retailers, but when people talk about inflation and how prices have gone up exponentially, and how 3 out of every 9 Americans are going from week to week, part of this is because of the supply chain. Part of it is post-COVID. Part of it is Powell holding those interest rates at very high rates for an extended period of time, even as we were improving the rate of inflation. And so there are lots of things. Spending contributes to it as well. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, I'm convinced that there's price gouging going on, okay? I am absolutely convinced that in some of the manufacturing and retail sectors that there's price gouging going on.
Absolutely.
I go into Subway where the sandwich used to be, let's say, $6 for a 6-inch sandwich.
$5 foot long.
Come on. Now, if you get a foot long in there and you call it a meal, you're talking about $18. And I said to my daughter the other day, because we were in shopping at a Walmart, and I said to her, it was like $36 for two sandwiches and a side. And I said to her, we might as well go to a diner and sit down, you know, and get service.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about some of these retailers in this country, and no matter what it is, no matter what the commodity is, some individuals have decided people are expecting to pay these high prices right now. And so we are going to charge it because they are accepting that is the new norm.
Yep.
And it's just, it's very, very difficult for people. I mean, you know, you're talking about mortgage rates have dropped off to their lowest, and they're still over 6. Over the past month or so, and they're probably going to drop because mortgages are based on the T-bill, based on interest rates. Powell drops the interest rate, mortgages will start to come down. You know, so it's even difficult to try to figure out how somebody pays rent for an apartment these days, depending on the market they're in, you know, unless they're making 75 grand a year. It's just unbelievable.
I'll say 100 grand now.
Or 100
grand. Even just trying to get a regular apartment in any part of the USA now is probably like $2,000 to $3,000 a month.
It's just incredible.
It's hard.
So, yeah. And my point is that some of these people that are putting these prices out there, that where they have not absorbed the ratio of prices that they are charging as an extra expense, they need to try to get this into some more of a normal range. And it's a tough hoe. It's a tough hoe because we just don't have the ability as a mass population in this country to say, I've had it. I'm not going to this store. I'm not going to that store. I'm not going to buy this or that anymore. So we went to the football game. The cheesesteak was horrendous. Her pierogies were like frozen.
Oh, yeah, I know for sure. I know definitely you going out and into the field after you ordered the food. You got to think about it. Like, I remember one of my buddies, he actually had gotten a cheesesteak and he went to the Eagles game. And he actually he came back and went to his seat. He said he only walked back to his seat less than 5 minutes. He went to sit down. He went to grab his sandwich. He said you would have thought that he got it out the freezer.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just telling you. She got two pierogies for $14. They didn't even have the heart to microwave them. I mean, it was just incredible.
And they don't put season on nothing either.
No. This was horrendous. You're in a stadium, baby. It's like being in a, you know, you're famished. You're like you're living in a third world country and you're willing to pay whatever it is because psychologically they got you, babe. You're in a stadium. If you're not paying $17 for a cheesesteak, something is wrong.
Absolutely.
All right. You know, something is wrong. Gary and L for Walter Sterling, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. You are the most important part of the program. I had spoken before a little bit about the Olympics. I did not see. By the way, if you're famished and you're in a stadium, are you going to you're famished. My daughter and I were famished. Is there somehow, some way that you're just going to say, I'm going to starve for 2-3 hours and not pay that price? What a rip. 888-688-WALT. I also mentioned I did not see the closing of the Olympics tonight. And I know Tom Cruise came down from the roof, and then they did this cinematic filmed video, and everything was looking great. I was very relieved to find out that there were no drag queens as there were in the opening ceremony and the closing ceremony. United States tied China for gold medals, 40, captured the most overall medals, 126. And also the International Olympic Committee announcing just a couple of hours ago that the bronze medal given to American gymnast Jordan Chiles in the floor exercise at the Paris Games will be awarded to her Romanian counterpart, Ana Barbous. I messed that up. Barbosu. It comes after, listen to this now, Court of Arbitration for Sport. Okay, ruling on Saturday that said that the initial inquiry made by the USA over Chiles' score in Monday's gymnastics floor went 1 minute and 4 seconds, 4 seconds over what it should have been. Plus, they have video proving that it went less than that. But these Olympiads are just absolutely incredible in their training and their staying power. All right, spanking coming up. It's up next. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling and Knight, inspired by Jenna Kim Jones.
I told my husband he could no longer watch Hallmark movies with me this year. Because he's always asking stupid questions. Like, haven't we seen this one already?
Hi, welcome. It's Gary and L for Walter Sterling. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258, the number to call. You know what's really, really crazy here? I was mentioning at the top of the show that I picked up a prescription for eyeglasses, and they're all messed up, and I call the optician, and I said, I think this prescription is wacky. And she tells me, you can come back in like 3 weeks. We'll check it. 3 weeks? I'm looking at the clock right here right now, Sean. I can't even read. I can't even read the hard out time that's supposedly coming up very shortly in about 30 seconds or so.
I got you.
But anyway, we're going to do, I'm going to talk about spanking. I didn't say if it was adult related or child related. We're going to talk about that coming up and Road Rage America. Ugh. You got to hear this. You've got to. And I got a big problem with road rage. You got to hear this as well. All of that coming up straight ahead. It's Gary Arnell for Walter Sterling. This is Sterling every damn night.
Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling at Night, inspired by a single guy.
Whenever I meet a pretty girl, the first thing I look for is intelligence. Because if she doesn't have that, then she's mine.
Hey, welcome in. It's Gary Arnell for Walter Sterling. Telephone number for you to get in touch, because on the Arnell program, you are the most important part of the show. That is something that is said frequently on the weekend talk radio show on my home base station, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT Philadelphia. You listen to everybody else chattering all week and opinions and here on the Arnell program, I want to hear your opinion, your comments. It's as simple as that. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258 is the number. By the way, you can get me on Twitter and Facebook at Gary Arnell, and email me, GaryArnell at Yahoo.com. Email GaryArnell at Yahoo.com, and you can check out GaryArnell.com. GaryArnell.com. I know, the spanking story. It's all you want to hear. But it has to do with kids. It's not an adult. I'd probably be better off if I came up with an adult spanking story. I'm in my neighbor's house about a week ago. He's got two children, 2 and 4 years old. The four-year-old, this is appalling to me. And maybe you disagree with this. I don't know. Is acting up. He grabs the kid by the arm and then swats his behind, not lightly, not gingerly, but like that thing, and the kid bursts out in tears. And I'm thinking about this parent, what a complete idiot. I was never hit or spanked as a child. I know that many of you right now are thinking, you know, Arnell, you could have used a good whooping. You could have used a good whooping. I was never hit. My mother reached for me a couple of times, but never was successful. The worst thing that I ever saw in my house, and I'm totally against hitting, spanking your kids. Anybody have a different viewpoint on that? Or maybe you agree with it? 888-688 Walt, 888-688-9258. I mean, I'm really emotionally invested in trying to convince people that hitting a child is just inhumane and bad behavior. So I'm in my neighbor's house the other day. The four-year-old is acting up. He grabs the kid by the arm, and the kid just bursts out crying, all right? The American Academy of Pediatrics has issued a statement, strong, advising parents not to spank their children based on a growing pile of studies showing that the disciplinary technique does more harm than good. And I get people, whenever I get into this, that call me all the time, if my father didn't whoop me, I would not turn out to be the person I am today. Are you one of those people who truly feels that way? Maybe you think you're justified in coming up with that opinion. But you got to hear this. The American Academy of Pediatrics statement includes data that show that kids who were spanked in their early years were more likely to be more defiant, show more aggressive behavior later in preschool and school, and have increased risk for mental health disorders and lower self-esteem. And there has been research for the past 20 years that shows that spanking a child results in more negative type of activity as that child moves forward. There are options instead of hitting a kid. Positive reinforcement, establish a positive and supportive parent-child relationship, use other disciplinary methods. Remember, you see this all the time. It's time out. Okay, now you're going to have a time out. Go stand and stare at the wall. Praise and celebrate good behavior. But when I saw my neighbor, and yet, like, you may disagree with it. You may think that the kid needs a little potch because there's no other way, especially a two-year-old, to explain to the kid you don't do that. And I disagree with that. I think that in the tone that you use and in the presentation that you can convey and communicate even to a one-year-old something that displeases you with whatever it is that they are doing. But I know that there are a whole bunch of individuals who think that their child will come out better if they are in fact spanked and that they turned out better, but I just don't see it. And I've taken a look at all of these American Academy of Pediatric studies, and there's not one study that says that there's a benefit from spanking your child. And so unless you can tell me a reason why this is a good idea, and I'm willing to hear it, I'm willing to listen to it, I cannot be convinced otherwise. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. The worst thing that I ever saw in my house between myself and my brother was my father was a drill instructor in the United States Marine Corps. My brother got my father incensed about and outraged about something one night. My father did not hit my brother. What he did was, this was pretty bad, he stood him behind a wingback chair and then pushed the chair up, not where it would be hurtful, against my brother. I know what it was. My brother was saying, I want to watch TV. And it was already way past his bedtime. My father said, you want to watch TV? You're going to watch TV. And he makes him stand behind this chair. And all I can see is my brother's face over the top, you know, barely over the top of this chair. Well, about an hour and a half later, 2 hours later, we hear like a thump. My father, Morton Arnell, Marine Corps, DI, forgot that he put my brother behind this chair. My brother fell asleep and slid down on his tush, and we all heard the noise from upstairs. We thought there was a prowler. And then my father comes down, grabs my brother. My mother was not too happy about this, but my brother still complained for the next couple of nights about I want to watch TV late. And I don't know if you agree with me or not, that spanking a child is just not a good idea. There are so many negative ramifications. And let me ask, were you hit? Were you spanked? And it is, you know, for me, spanking is physical abuse. I have two daughters. I never, ever, ever laid a hand on either one of them. I could get vocal. I could communicate my anger, my frustration in the most civil way that I knew that I could, but I never raised a hand because it's just child abuse. It's physical child abuse. And I don't know if you agree or disagree with that. Maybe you thought, as I said earlier, that you're a better person today because you got hit. I remember my father talking about his father, my grandfather, threatening to take out the belt and hit him over some of his activity. And that did happen a couple of times. And I was just like freaking out over that. How do you do that to another human being? I just don't understand. But yet there are a whole bunch of people who say that spanking is the only way to convey or communicate the message that you're doing something wrong. It's physical abuse. And that gets a lot of parents literally ticked off when I say you're physically abusing your child when you hit your child. Are you one of those that would get aggravated if I said you're physically abusing your child? You are physically abusing your child. 888-688-WALT. Maybe you disagree with me on this one. That's the beauty of the Arnell Show, is that we welcome all opinions. 888-688-9258. The number to call. All right, it's Gary for Walter. Want to get your opinion on that. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Worthless Podcasts.
Hey guys, here's a couple tricks that'll help you when you're growing tomatoes this year.
Now, you know, we're talking about childhood spanking and how it could affect them negatively for the rest of their lives, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. And I call it child abuse. And now when it comes to adult spanking, I get a whole different take on that. Let's go to John in Missouri. John, baby, welcome to the show. It's Gary for Walter. Hey, John, thanks for calling. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, and thanks for taking my call. Yeah, your topic hit a nerve because I agree with you 100%. And I kind of found it out through the hard way. And my dad was a Marine during the career.
Mm.
And
Semper Fi, baby.
Town
go
in
ahead.
Wyoming. And he believed in corporal's punishment. Yeah, it causes a lot of problems. To think that you're going to handle any problem with violence is not the intelligent way to go. And it doesn't have good repercussions. I really found this out. Being a correctional officer for the state, I retired after a combination of 30 years at three different institutions, and and some of the therapy that we do is having those guys talk about, and often childhood comes up, and most of them suffered really bad child abuse, horrific, you know, stuff in the name of discipline, and it doesn't have good effects on people. Like you say, it makes them more violent. Just like I don't believe in the death penalty for a whole variety of reasons, because we're the state, we don't believe it's right to kill, but we're going to kill you. It's contradictory, just like using violence to make kids be good is contradictory.
A totally a different discussion without a doubt, but I will say, John, that everything that you said about, you know, hitting a kid, this American Academy of Pediatrics statement includes data that shows that kids who were spanked in their early years were more likely to be more defiant, show more aggressive behavior later in preschool and school, and have increased risk for mental health disorders and lower self-esteem, and some of them maybe even for the rest of their life. It's child abuse. Don't spank a kid. John, thank you. Let me go to Randy, who is in Fairbanks, Alaska. Gary Arnell for Walter. Randy, baby, what's up? Hey, Randy.
Hi there. I would agree that corporal punishment should be used only sparingly, not only in just circumstances, but I do think it should be available as a backup tool. And I also think that it should be a backup tool in schools because and it should only be used for repeat offenders that can't be controlled with any other method. And that would get to their, I think that would take good effect if you had that backup tool.
So Randy, you are supportive, and this still exists. It's just mind-boggling to me that this still exists in some school systems where they have the right to paddle a kid. And I just can't, as a parent, imagine that I want to give the school that type of authority and empower the school to make that arbitrary decision as to whether or not my child should be struck for some type of behavior in the school system. I mean, what the hell? It's got to go back to the parent. And Randy, you said like in extraordinary circumstances, this is where you and I are going to part company. I don't see any circumstances where physical abuse and hitting a kid is justified. But you feel a little differently on that, correct?
Yeah, for instance, if a kid in class keeps shooting spitwads and you tell him to stop shooting spitwads and he keeps on doing it and no other methods stop him from
doing
that.
Then what do you do? You hit him?
It's time to bring out the paddle.
Time to get the paddle.
Yeah, that might get to him. That might teach him a lesson. Yeah, sure.
Wow. It could traumatize
him. I myself was paddled in first grade here in Fairbanks, Alaska. We were only here for a year at that time. And then once again in eighth grade. Those are my two things. In both
wait a minute,
cases,
wait a minute.
I must
you
admit,
were
I
also
it.
Paddled in eighth grade?
Yeah, that's kind of old. but what I was
wow.
doing was not good. It had to do with spitwads, in fact, and I don't go into it too much.
Was this a first... Catholic school, a private
no,
school,
actually,
or was it an... Go ahead.
It was actually a government school. It was overseas. It was over in Asia where my dad was working at the time.
Well, you know, in Singapore, they whip you if you sneeze on the street. So, but no,
yeah,
I don't know, Randy. I just don't think there's any room for it. By the way, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that. Allison is in Portland, Maine. Gary Arnell from Walter
nice.
Sterling. Allison, baby, are you going to spank me because I was not disciplined tonight?
Well, not unless you pay me first. But anyway, let's not go there. Well, I so pretty much agree with the last caller, except, the thing that bugs me is there's so many parents nowadays, they just seem to like, a kid can be totally freaking out in public, at the restaurant, anywhere, and they just do nothing. They won't look you in the eye, the parents. And
that's pathetic, I know,
away,
I agree.
And they'll just act like, gee, I can't do anything, it's beyond
pathetic.
My control. They won't even speak to them, you know, let alone
I agree.
Physically, you know, and that there seems to be a lot of that lately, you know, and plus a lot of generations of young people. I'm getting older now. But anyway, who just, you know, all these young people with their backwards caps and skateboards and every other word's a swear word.
Yep,
I'm sorry. Maybe they should have been paddled when they were younger. I don't know. Maybe we'd have to do a study to see who was paddled and who wasn't, I guess.
Allison, you know, one thing that I can totally relate to you on is when you're out in a restaurant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids start to go, some of the kids at another table, they start to go crazy. First of all, they don't stay seated. They're running around.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the parents are like, they're not paying attention. You know, they think they're in their own kitchen and they're at home. You're sitting there with your hard-earned money. You're trying to enjoy a meal. But
right.
I just can't see grabbing the kid and giving him a potch on the tuchus just because you couldn't control the kid while you were in that restaurant. I just couldn't. By the way, what do you charge to administer a spanking to a male?
Oh,
I'm just curious.
No. I'm not. No.
I didn't know if you had like a rate card, like one slap is $6, two hits on the...
I am pretty much retired. Maybe I could get up a little work on the side there. I know.
You could
anyway,
definitely supplement your income. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. All right.
Allison.
Goodbye.
I find you intriguing. I just want you to know
dear.
That. So.
Okay.
Oh, dear. All right, Allison in Portland, Maine. Thank you, Allison. That call will stay with me for the rest of the night. It's just you just don't want to spank kids. It's just not a good thing to do. By the way, a man, I got to leave you with this one. A man has filed for divorce from his wife after she demanded that he pay for sex on account of him being overweight and bad in bed. The judge granted a divorce because his marriage was difficult to fix. The wife reportedly charged him $15 whenever he wanted to make love or even talk. And another woman charged her husband $60 because he didn't contribute enough sexually wise to the family. Wow, incredible. That's where spanking may be in order. Thank you so much for being here, Gary Arnell for Walter Sterling. I appreciate that very, very much. Have a good whatever's left of this weekend. Enjoy it. And thanks. And Sean, thank you for
Walter
doing such a great job.
M.
Appreciate
Sterling.
It.
Sterling.